To the beat of cold, where the Drupal tales unfold. Here's the weekly news, stories fresh and bold. From modules, themes, and tech honey, we cruise. Welcome aboard to the Drupal weekly news. Hello,
welcome to episode 4 of Drupal Weekly News. A very special episode as we continue our journey into the world of Drupal. It's Monday, March 25, 2024, a beautiful day to dive into the latest Drupal news and updates. Later in the show, Devin Node will share the new module of the week, unlocking new possibilities for your Drupal projects. Stay tuned for that insightful segment. Remember, all links to the sources of our news can be found in the show notes. Let's get started with today's Drupal Insights. In a groundbreaking revelation from QTAtech.com, the partnership between Drupal and Symfony is being heralded as a pioneering move for API innovation. Published on Wednesday, March 20, 2024, the blog titled Drupal Meets Symfony, A Match Made for API Innovation delves into how this collaboration combines Drupal's robust content management capabilities with Symfony's scalability and flexibility. The union is particularly advantageous in the realm of headless and decoupled architectures, promising developers a potent toolkit for creating scalable and highly flexible APIs. By leveraging the strengths of both platforms, the Drupal Symfony partnership is positioned to revolutionize API development and pave the way for groundbreaking innovation in the field. The synergy between Drupal's architectural excellence and Symfony's elegant framework is expected to foster an environment where innovation thrives, allowing for the development of sophisticated web applications. This strategic alignment underscores the growing demand for versatile API solutions and marks a significant milestone in the evolution of web development technologies. DrupalCon Portland 2024 is quickly approaching, bringing the global Drupal community together in Portland, Oregon, this spring. Authored by Nadia Nikolaichuk on ImageXmedia.com, the article titled ImageX, DrupalCon Portland 2024, Top Session Picks from Our Team, highlights a curated selection of must-attend sessions. From Dries Buytaert's keynote to cutting-edge talks on AI readiness and Drupal's latest innovations, the conference promises a wealth of knowledge for developers, strategists, and content creators alike. In the latest tech news, Balint Pecker's recent article titled Automatic Updates on bpecker.dev, published on Saturday, March 23, 2024, delves into the Automatic Updates initiative for Drupal sites. This initiative aims to simplify the process of applying crucial security updates, significantly increasing the ease of keeping Drupal sites secure against potential cyber threats. Addressing a long-standing concern within the Drupal community, the initiative represents a leap towards improving security and operational efficiency. By automating updates, Drupal users can avoid the manual, time-intensive process, thus also reducing the window for attacks following the release of security advisories. The implementation includes several advanced features such as sandboxed updates, ensuring the stability and integrity of live sites during the update process. Despite its highly anticipated advantages, limitations exist, including compatibility issues with certain hosting environments. However, ongoing efforts seek to address these challenges with minor version upgrades already supported. In a recent guide published on Wednesday, March 20, 2024, by LN Webworks titled LN Webworks How to Drupal 7 to Drupal 10 Upgrade Step-by-Step Guide, the extensive upgrading process is thoroughly covered. As Drupal 7 approaches its end of life on January 5, 2025, the urgency for websites to transition to Drupal 10 intensifies, promising enhanced security, performance, and the latest features. This guide meticulously delineates the upgrade phases, emphasizing the importance of planning content migration and theme redevelopment for maintaining site functionality and relevance. Given the procedure's complexity, LN Webworks advocates for professional assistance to navigate the potentially 30-week upgrade timeline efficiently. In a recent update from the Drupal.org blog titled Pittsburgh Update March 2024, the progression of several innovative projects under the Pittsburgh Initiative has been showcased. Key highlights include Christian's access policy making its way into Drupal Core, marking a significant milestone as the first Pittsburgh project to achieve this feat. Additionally, Brad Jones' work on the JSON API, aimed at enhancing Drupal's flexibility, is poised to be merged into Drupal Core, reflecting another success story of the Pitchburg projects. The update also shines a light on the continued effort by project teams, like Frontcom's work with Gutenberg in Drupal, to push boundaries and extend the impact of their projects beyond the initial Pitchburg funding. This exemplifies the overarching goal of the Pitchburg initiative: to initiate lasting contributions that will benefit the Drupal community and the platform itself long after the funding period. In the latest post from the Acquia Developer Portal blog titled "Maximizing Learning and Networking: Insights from Drupal Camp New Jersey," authored by Greg O'Toole and published on March 22, 2024, we delve into the heart of Drupal Camps. These events center on the Drupal Open Source Web Content Management System, aiming for knowledge sharing and community growth. Drupal Camp NJ, held at Princeton University, is highlighted for its unique blend of technical workshops, networking opportunities, and community-contributed training sessions, indicating its invaluable role in fostering innovation, skill enhancement, and inclusive community growth within the tech ecosystem. In a recent post on Drupal.org, the Drupal Association shared a community-inspired story titled "Skills Upgrade: Drupal 7 to Drupal 10, a Community Story." Without an identified author, it showcases a collaborative effort between John Picazzi, Chad Hester, and other significant members of the Drupal community. Published on Wednesday, March 20th, 2024, the story highlights the Drupal community's deep commitment to helping its members upgrade their skills from Drupal 7 to Drupal 10. It delves into a specific developer's journey, reflecting the broader mission of empowering individuals with new capabilities, fostered through community support and learning initiatives. In a recent update from Tag One Consulting, the firm announced the release of comprehensive documentation for Gander, an advanced performance testing framework for Drupal websites. Created in collaboration with the Google Chrome team, Gander is designed to integrate directly into Drupal Core, providing a proactive tool for enhancing website performance. Particularly emphasizing the importance of performance in the mobile-driven web landscape, Gander sets a new benchmark for Drupal-based performance optimization. For those interested in leveraging this framework, detailed instructions and use cases are now available on Drupal.org. In a recent guide published by LN WebWorks on March 20, 2024, website developers are provided with a step-by-step strategy for upgrading from Drupal 7 to Drupal 10. This upgrade is essential for maintaining security, performance, and accessing new features, especially as Drupal 7 reaches its end of life on January 5, 2025. The guide emphasizes the complexities involved, including content migration, front-end theme rebuilding, and code cleanup. It ends with a call to action, suggesting that the 30-week upgrade process might be best handled by professionals like LN WebWorks, who specialize in seamless Drupal upgrades. In exciting news from the Drupal community, the Drupal South Sydney 2024 conference is currently underway at the iconic Sydney Masonic Center, as reported by the staff reporter at thedroptimes.com. This year's event has been notably kicked off with a headline session by none other than Drupal pioneer Dries Buytaert, focusing on the Drupal project update. Buytaert's talk emphasized the significant achievement of Drupal being named a digital public good by the Digital Public Good Alliance, and the notable fact that 1 in 8 enterprise websites run on Drupal. His session also addressed the collective purpose that sets Drupal apart from other CMS platforms, underlined by the ethos of open source. As we gather more insights and updates from Drupal South Sydney 2024, The Drop Times continues to be your dedicated media sponsor, ensuring you stay updated on all things Drupal. Stay tuned for more coverage on this event. In the sunny backdrop of Orlando, the Florida Drupal Camp emerged as a treasure trove of insights into Drupal's layout builder, with over 150 contributed modules listed on the Drupal.org layout builder ecosystem and numerous resources like Drupal Planet and Drupal TV. Contributing to the discussion, it's evident that the Drupal community is teeming with ideas on enhancing site-building experiences. The camp spotlighted innovative solutions for the layout builder editor experience, showcasing sessions that delved into improving user experience and offering advanced blueprints for ambitious site builders. This gathering underlined the community's dedication to optimizing Drupal's editorial experience, aligning with the strategic initiatives for Drupal 11. In a striking post published on Monday, March 25, 2024, by EvolvingWeb.com, attendees of Drupal Camp Florida 2024 were treated to an insider's recap of the event dubbed the start of the Dariza World Tour 2024. The camp, which kicked off with sessions including advice on leveraging Figma for design implementations, saw a noteworthy presentation on improving layout builder user experience that drew a full house. Highlights included diverse sessions ranging from open source opportunities to advanced layout builder skills, and even a unique addition to the team, a taxidermy deer named Luke. Despite a missed rocket launch, the weekend was packed with learning, networking, and unexpected adventures, encapsulating the spirit of open source and community collaboration.
Hello, listeners. This is Poddy Views, your go-to AI for all things podcast. I might be a series of algorithms and code, but don't let that fool you. I have impeccable taste in podcasts. Just remember, even though I can process thousands of episodes faster than you can say, play, the humans behind these podcasts still have me beat. They can drink coffee and laugh at jokes after all. Tearing off this week, Talking Drupal brought us episode number 440, focusing on the cost of Drupal. Jeff Robbins guided us through the financial aspects, breaking down misconceptions and showcasing the value behind this powerful tech. They even highlighted the module instructions for an added learning boost. The Lullabot podcast didn't disappoint either, rolling out an episode on forming forms, designing content authoring experiences. Here, Greg Dunlap schooled us on the intricacies of content creation, leveraging his vast Drupal experience. Insightful, to say the least. Next up, Talking Drupal came back strong with Skills Upgrade, episode number one, where we followed a Drupal 7 developer on their journey to mastering Drupal 10. Amy June Heinlein, along with Chad Hester and Mike Anello, covered all bases, from background stories to learning resources. They didn't stop there, though. Talking Drupal, episode number 441, dissected CI for Drupal modules, with Fran Garcia Linares leading the discourse on continuous integration tools and strategies for Drupal. The Require on Publish module got a special shout out for its practicality. Skills Upgrade 2 marked another gem from Talking Drupal, delving deeper into Chad's Drupal 10 adventures with a focus on DDEV and IDE setups. The personal growth and technical details shared were nothing short of inspiring. The Lullabot podcast also wowed us with their talk on ease of updates compounded peace of mind, where they unveiled the magic behind managing Drupal updates efficiently. Jenna Tollison from the state of Georgia added real-world flair to the automation discussion. Lastly, Talking Drupal, staff 442, Mercury editor brought Justin Tupan into the spotlight. The episode was a treasure trove of knowledge on the Mercury editor and webform protected downloads, blending in-depth analysis with practical insights. That's a wrap for this week's podcast roundup. Remember, if any of these episodes piqued your interest, you'll find the links in the show notes. This has been Poddy Views, signing off. Stay tuned and stay curious.
Good evening, I'm Devin Node, and this is the New Module of the Week segment, where we dive into the exciting world of Drupal modules. Today, we're spotlighting an innovative module named Gutenberg AOS, crafted by the talented Hodba. This gem seamlessly integrates the Animate OnScroll AOS module with Drupal's Gutenberg editor, allowing site builders to jazz up their Gutenberg blocks with eye-catching animations. Imagine making your content do a little dance on scroll. That's Gutenberg AOS for you. With Gutenberg AOS, you can assign animations directly from the block settings, choosing from a variety of types, delays, durations, and even easings. It's like giving your website a caffeine shot, but without the jitters. What sets this module apart? No direct Drupal module combines Gutenberg with AOS like this one. It's as unique as finding a four-leaf clover in a digital field. Plus, configuring it is as easy as pie, or should I say, as easy as inserting a block. Let's not forget, besides the core Drupal, you'll need both the Gutenberg and AOS modules to make the magic happen. It's like the trifecta of website animation.
That wraps up episode 4 of the Drupal Weekly News. Thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday at 1 p.m. UTC for another exciting episode. All links to the sources of the different news can be found in the show notes. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast using your normal podcast software. This episode was completely auto-generated by AI with the help of the AI Interpolator module. For a full walkthrough on how this was set up, visit workflowsofai.com.